Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. My name is Lee Roach, and I'm here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Hello, Tamara.
Hey, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
We've just been giggling.
Yep. We're going to have a fun show today. It's called The Generation Gap.
Yeah.
It's very controversial.
It is.
People don't like to talk about it.
Well, I think you hear a lot of people talking about it. Whether they like it or not, I don't know, but people do talk about it.
It can be a divisive subject.
It can be.
So, but we need to talk about who we have in the studio with us today, because speaking of generational, our millennial, or was he a millennial?
Yeah.
Curtis?
I think so.
Or was he?
Curtis is 38, right?
No, he's like not 33. That
old. Okay.
So, hold on before we get too far ahead. Curtis is on vacation.
Again.
2 weeks in a row.
He's living the life.
Yeah. So his third week on the job, he's already had 2 weeks vacation.
We're trying not to take it personally.
Okay. So who did we have back? Tell us.
Tamara. Yeah. So in the studio today, and we had him on our last podcast, his name is Will Ney, and he has Ney Custom Tables. He makes fantastic wood art, furniture, whatever.
In fact, you make tables, and I read this from your website directly, that are built for generations.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. For lasting
heirloom quality.
Yes. Tables. So you transition, or do you transcend?
I transcend
the generational gap.
Yeah. I am the bridge.
The missing link.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm very important.
Yes. You're actually funny too. We got some compliments on you this week.
I was trying to be serious.
That's the worst.
So it was made perfect sense for us to invite you back, and we're so glad you came today, especially because today is your birthday.
It's my birthday! Woo! 24.
Oh, that's not quite
38.
Right. 38 is great.
Better way to celebrate your birthday than to do a podcast with the buds.
I mean, I can't.
You're welcome. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You. Thank you. It is an honor and a blessing, and I just thank you.
You're going to be the funnest person to talk about the generational gap.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is a thing. Are you nervous about it?
No, because I'm cool. You know, I'm a millennial.
Oh, that's true. Like, well, that wasn't one of the characteristics I read about. But anyways,
we'll delve into that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to start off, and I had to go do some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place that I went called the Center for Generational Kinetics.
Yes.
That's an actual place who just, I guess, gets paid to do all kinds of studies on generations.
Yes, because it's a very important topic, especially if you're into marketing or...
True.
You have to know your audience.
True. If you're dating, if you're raising kids.
Sure. Policy makers.
Yes.
Insurance.
In the workforce.
Security, social security people. I mean, all these people need to know, like, how long we're going to live, who's doing what, how they think.
Yes.
It goes into a lot of different categories.
So they actually defined the generation gaps for us. Here's what they said. They said generations exhibit similar characteristics such as communication, shopping, and motivation preferences because they experience similar trends at approximately the same stage in their life through similar channels such as online, TV, mobile.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have all that.
Yeah.
Generation shaping trends are most influential as people come of age, which means that members of a particular generation will develop and share similar values, beliefs, and expectations. Do you all find that to be true?
I think that's very true.
No, I agree. Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They said that the three key trends that shape generations are parenting, how you're raised, technology,
for
or
sure.
lack thereof.
Yeah. For sure. Lack thereof.
Economics.
Yeah.
Those are the three things.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're all agreeing with the Center for Generational Kinetics.
Yeah. Well, it's science.
So far. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the different generations and what makes up their bucket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to speak. So we're going to start off here with the traditionalist or the silent generation. They were born before 1945. These are generally people over 70. And I need to preface this by saying that if you go to different sites, they sometimes give different age ranges.
So they do.
This is just a standard.
Yeah. Yeah. It varies depending on who you're talking
to.
But
these are basically our parents, our grandparents, and our great grandparents.
Right.
And I didn't pull any traits to talk about on them because we all know what they are.
Is there one of them in the room right now?
Hey.
Well, no, it's no. It's silent. We may not know.
Oh, but bump.
Great joke.
Yeah. That was terrible. Yeah. That was okay. Millennials, bad joke tellers.
Yeah. I think that's a key trait.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself.
Pat yourself on the back there. You do pat yourself on the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the nitty gritty. The silent generation, we're going to remain silent about it.
Okay.
Okay. Or we may not be able to see them. I don't know.
That's not annoying at all.
Next, we have the baby boomers, or also known as the flower children. Mm-hmm. They're born between 1946 and 1964. These are your 51 and older, or 51 to 70.
Right.
That's kind of our parents' age.
A little bit younger than my parents, but they're a very influential generation.
Yes, they are considered the most influential.
Yeah, and because there's so many, it was right after World War II. Soldiers came back from the war, had so many babies. That's why they're called baby boomers.
That's right, right. Yeah. And these are the people, and what you said, they're the most influential because they played a pivotal role in civil rights. They're Woodstock, Vietnam. Now, I really think that I belonged in this generation.
You were such a hippie.
I was a hippie.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I think I would have done really well.
You would have been out there burning your bra. You would have been marching.
Nobody wants to see that.
Protesting.
I would have been sprayed with a water hose probably.
Yes. Yeah. You would have.
Yeah, I would have been.
Because you're very passionate about your ideals.
Rights.
And that's this generation.
Yes. Yeah. So I think I missed my calling. They value relationships more than technology because they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So they got to know people.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought of my dad passed away, you all know, last week. And I really noticed that it's his funeral because they were all people of that age.
Yeah.
How many people reached out to them by either showing up at the door.
Right.
Or calling on the phone. Mm-hmm. It was no texting and emails. Everybody just came to visit my dad. People he hadn't seen in 50 years, like, showed up at the door to see him. It was
because
crazy.
That's what that generation did.
Yeah. Yeah. But all my friends either texted me or texted me.
Right.
Pretty much what I got. Yeah. It's very, very different.
Yeah.
They also follow the rules at work.
Right.
And then you would put their work first, believe wholeheartedly in the American dream.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The home, the 2.5 children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The dog, the white picket fence. That was their dream.
Now, as a woman, I would not have liked being a housemaker. That would not have been for me.
Like a builder?
No, a homemaker, a stay-at-home mom in the 50s.
I meant home.
By the way, I do that all the time. I flip my words all the time.
Yeah, get used to it. Okay.
Yeah, I think too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Or not enough. I don't know.
You could argue either way.
But, okay. Moving right along to Generation X. That's our generation, Tamara. We're also called the Lost Generation. I have no idea why.
I don't either. I'm not either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they were born from 1965 to 1980. They're 35 to 50 years old.
Yes.
So I don't know how right that is because you're saying you're a millennial based on what you've read and you're 38.
I was born in 81.
Okay. Well, that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think the timing of maybe when I read this, the age brackets weren't. They're not synced
up. A year or two, give or take.
I'm the oldest millennial.
The oldest in the world.
Proudly.
Are you the oldest in the world?
I'm the leader. Yes.
The leader.
I'm leading them. They look to me for the answers.
Jiminy Crickets
are in
trouble.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
Well, let's see if this is right about you. Okay. Or, no, this is us.
Yeah, this is us.
Not about you yet. It's about us. And you are a me generation, so you're already trying to make it about you.
It is always about me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's stay with
me
and
Tamara.
Slow your roll. Let's stay with me and Tamara. We both had parents that worked or were divorced. True.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. We were latchkey kids. We pretty much raised ourselves.
Well, my mom had a job, but she was home by the time we got home from school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Not mine. They delayed marriage and children to focus on selves. Now, hold on. Now, you're talking about your parents. We're talking about us. We were latchkey kids. Okay. You're right. Your parents were okay.
Yeah.
I'm already confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we delayed marriage and having kids.
No, I think this means our parent.
No, this is us.
Oh, that's us.
X.
Yes.
Yeah, you're getting me confused.
Yes.
Yeah. God, we're all this research for nothing.
We didn't get married at 22 like our parents did.
Well, I did.
Oh.
What the hell, Tamara? I did not have kids till I was 30, though.
See?
A kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were focused on yourself. in your face.
Jiminy Crickets, moving right along. A generation whose worldview is based on change, on the need to combat corruption, dictatorships, abuse, AIDS, a generation in search of human dignity and individual freedom, the need for stability, love, tolerance, and human rights for all.
I say you too. U2, the band, like this personifies, this personifies who U2 was. And that was a very influential band in the 80s. And so I think this, that was them, you know, they were always.
Finally, a contribution to the segment.
Yes. That's, I'm with you now.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Now we're on to Will's group, the Millennials.
The Millennials.
Also known as, Gen Y. And also known as narcissistic tech gurus.
Right.
I didn't make
that
talking.
Up. It's my turn to talk.
Do you think you're narcissistic?
Huh?
Do you think you're narcissistic?
Well, every now and then when I look in water, I see my face and I just start going towards it because it's so beautiful. I end up drowning almost every time.
Watch out for this L8 bottle in front of you.
Yeah.
Hope there's no reflection.
Yeah.
Now, you're all defined as being, like you said, 1981 to 1995. 9/11 was a defining moment for you guys. That was the most distinguishable moment.
It was, yeah.
You grew up on huge, being scared about that,
freshman
I guess.
In college when that happened.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I guess being the oldest millennial, I felt like it was my task to make sure the younger millennials got through it.
Yeah.
Really?
What did a lot of counseling.
For that?
counseling. You know, I said, you know, carry on.
Oh, that's good. Keep calm and carry on.
Carry on.
Was that you that started that phrase?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was. I'll take
it. It's on t-shirts everywhere.
I did it.
Carry on. Young millennials. Okay, now young technology gurus who thrive on new innovations, startups, and working out of coffee shops. Do you like to work out of coffee shops?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. So you're defying.
Yeah. Well, I don't really understand working out of coffee shops.
Like, yeah, I don't either.
I want other people to see me working. Like, you know, like.
Plus the woodworking would get a little messy in Starbucks.
Yeah, they may not like that.
Yeah, I'm reading a book or I'm writing a novel. I need a lot of people around me to write this novel.
How do they concentrate? I can't read in people around me.
I find it very distracting.
I'm a people watcher, so.
Yeah.
Plus, if you don't have a laptop, which I don't, so I bring my, you know, I bring the tower and the monitor and my printer set up.
Do you have Wi-Fi here?
Yeah. Well, dial up.
You're wait a minute. Millennials, it says you're tech gurus.
Well, I'm the oldest millennial.
Oh, okay. Yeah, part
I'm
tech.
I'm still with the tower. And,
now, I have a funny story to tell. So I used to work at Toyota, and I was in cost management. I've said that 1,000 times.
Yes.
And Toyota, as a lot of corporations today, have a hard time attracting and retaining millennials in the workforce because they don't want to do the job as it exists today.
The structure
of it. They
don't
like the hours. They don't like, especially in a manufacturing environment.
Sure.
There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of labor. So they asked, the presidents of the company asked the young professionals to develop a presentation on how they could make this a better workplace for the young staff. Well, let me tell you, I got to be a part of that presentation, and the very opening slide was, can we bring our dogs to work?
Oh,
now, we're building cars, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Safe, dogs drivable.
But I want Fido.
But yes. Yeah, Fido is going to come and sit in the office with me for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Not bark.
Yeah.
Not pee and poop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's a car factory. I mean, they hate cars.
Now, if you brought me into a room and said, what could we do to make your job better? I would say a raise.
Yes.
Better benefits.
Yes.
More vacation.
Can I vape in here?
That's a millennial answer.
That's a millennial.
That was number second. That was the second slide.
Was it really?
No,
gosh.
But I mean, it was just such a, I mean, everybody in the room broke out laughing. Of course, the young professionals were just.
Offended.
They were very offended.
Yes. They were laughing.
They were like, don't ask for our help if you don't want to hear what we have to say.
Like. Precautions to make sure their man bun doesn't get stuck in like the production units because you got to protect for that.
Hair net.
Well, you do have a nice head of hair. Have you ever considered a man bun?
I have not. And
okay.
I won't.
All right.
Thank
you're anti hair bun.
Thank
goodness.
Actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Any reason why?
There was an accident, and let's just say we lost some good people out there.
Enough said. Enough said. Okay. So the millennials want to redefine the workforce. Like, it's called the me generation. Does that offend you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, man. I'm awesome. It's all about me. Me, me.
But this
okay,
is what
so
is...
you're okay with all of us being about you.
Well, it is, isn't it? That's the reality, right? Am I missing something?
I think you're right on task
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I think you're proving our point.
But what is so interesting about the me, me, me generation is that these, you all, mm-hmm. are people. Confident, you're entitled, but here's the thing, you guys are depressed. Oh, you're so depressed.
Are you depressed?
No, I'm not depressed. I'm happy. I'm in
a class. Because you're on the
happy.
You're the young. You're the older.
I'm the oldest one.
So you, I guess you skipped over that
and
depression.
So when the people around you are depressed, you say carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on, soldier.
That's your pep talk.
Fuck up. Come on.
Fuck up, buttercup. Fuck up, buttercup.
But I think that's so line. Interesting how they are depressed, but yet yeah. they are incompetent.
Well, they're depressed, and I read about this because they feel, and this, let me read this, and then it'll make sense.
Okay.
That's about the dating. They believe they have to do everything. So they have to be successful. They have to own things. They have to be rich. So there's so much pressure on them to be good and to achieve all the time. Then it makes them depressed.
Okay. Well, that makes a little more, if you look at it through that
Which
lens.
Which our generation was about, or maybe it was the baby boomers, because we were more about work-life balance, our generation, which I'm not that. Like I said, I'm a baby boomer.
Right.
Because I'm a workaholic.
Yeah.
But the where am I going with all that?
I don't know, girl.
I don't either.
But it sounded really good.
I was on a roll.
I think the depression thing, too, is the all the screens in their face all the time. Our faces.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All the electronics, and it's sort of you're not connecting with people as much.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You're connecting with social media.
Right, with things.
Things become very superficial.
Yeah. Well, this, I think it that's says a good here, point. They live their lives through smart gadgets.
Yeah.
They're a blog-savvy generation, was raised by parents who were not authoritative, but rather saw themselves as partners. I don't like that.
Yeah, parents as
I'll
friends.
Kick your butt.
Yeah. Yeah, our parents were not like that.
Yeah, and I'm not like that.
No.
I'm not trying to be your friend.
No, I am not your friend.
No, heck no.
Mean mom.
Won't let me be your friend.
Yeah,
she's just 16.
No.
She's
cooler
okay.
than me.
Well, yeah.
And then it says these people date through these people.
Those people. You.
Yeah.
You people.
They date through online dating websites as opposed to the baby boomers who met their spouses through friends or social gatherings. The millennials may be known as successful and driven, but their marriage to technology has nearly destroyed their interpersonal skills. And as a result, depression is rampant.
Rampant. That's sad.
I don't have a lot of nice things to say about this generation.
No.
Well, they're jealous. Everyone's
I think they're
jealous.
Well, I think there are some positive aspects of millennials.
Like?
I think that they are actually really good at picking up on new technology and new information.
Yeah.
That's a gift to be able to pick up on stuff like that.
Well, I think it's a skill. They learned it some of the time. I mean, you see babies in restaurants on iPhones.
Yeah. So they have that kind of in tune. They're in tune with technology.
Yeah.
I think that bodes well for them and helps us old people when we're trying to figure out how to download something. We call a millennial.
I think it's scary, though, at the same time, because they are very in tune with technology, but don't have any of that leery sort of like, it's a little weird. Like, they'll just, what's next? What's
naive?
Next? Yeah, put it in my brain.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't have any. I don't have much problem-solving skills they have either, because they're so used to technology doing it all or Googling it.
That's true.
That, like, my daughter all the time, like, she'll come in. Well, she's not a millennial, but she's on the verge of it, because there's a lot of similarities between her generation and millennials, and she doesn't know how to problem-solve.
Yes, I think that's definitely true of our kids.
They have all those devices, but if the device breaks, they have no idea what's under the hood. There's nothing they don't know about how to fix it.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
So they're putting a lot of faith in all these technologies.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're right.
So we should all live off the grid.
Easy for you to say. Yeah, you can build your own furniture.
That's
right. Exactly. I cannot live off the grid.
I built a boat.
You can't live near water either.
I built a boat.
Of course you did.
So I could live near water.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah. Okay. So the Gen Z. Then there's the Gen Z generation, which is the iGen or the Centennials, and they're also known as the Unknown because they're new.
Okay.
They're 1996 or older. They're distinguished from Millennials because they didn't know 9/11. They don't really know things.
Okay.
But there are a lot of ways they're alike, but there's some ways they're different. They're diverse and on track to be the most well-educated generation yet.
I believe that.
Yeah. They're moving towards adulthood with a liberal set of attitudes and openness to emerging social trends. I think they're much more
flexible.
Yes.
Yes. Adaptable.
Yes. Generation Z, as opposed to millennials, prefer saving money. And my daughter is a huge money saver. I think
so is my son.
Yes.
And he was born in 90s. I forget what, 96. He was born in 96.
Who?
Cole.
What?
Yeah.
Well, really? I guess he's that much older than Taylor. Taylor was born in 2001.
No, so. Cole was born in 96.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, mm-hmm. and then...
He's a saver. Mm-hmm.
So is Taylor.
Yeah.
Generation Z is growing up in a time of recession, terrorism, violence, volatility, and complexity, while Generation Y subscribe to everything social. Generation Z doesn't want to be tracked. Why are you shaking your head?
Lawson wasn't born in 96. I'm doing the math
I
over here.
I was like, looking at you
yeah,
like, what are
I
you,
know.
Crazy?
Girl, you know I'm terrible at math. Right.
Well, I mean, you don't know the year your son was born? He came out of your body?
It was 99.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yes, sorry. Okay. Well, sorry, Cole. Mama loves you, baby.
We're very sorry.
Mommy.
Mommy's not good at math, honey. It's okay.
We're very sorry, Cole.
He is a saver.
How would you know? You know nothing about numbers.
Yeah.
But this generation prefers Snapchat, Secret, or Whisper. I've never even heard of those.
I don't know those.
What's Secret
and Whisper? I have no idea. We need to investigate.
It's a secret.
Whisper. Yeah.
I don't want to know anything about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Generation Z has an attention span of 8 seconds.
Okay, we know that's true. Yeah. Yes, that is so true.
They have approximately 11%. This is not funny. Have ADHD.
Yeah. I think it's because they're constantly inundated with the technology.
Yeah, I agree
with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think it's rewiring our brains.
It does rewire your brain.
And I thought this was funny. They communicate more through images, icons, and symbols. So it's like we're going back to caveman days.
That's what I've always said with emojis.
Really?
It's you know, hieroglyphics. This is how we're communicating now.
You're right.
We've gone back to pictures.
That's our philosophical minds working there.
I think it's just easier sometimes.
Well, it is easier, but... Yeah, cave drawing.
But not a whole
simpler.
Paragraph. Yeah. I mean, people send me stuff, and it is. It's like you're trying to read what they're saying.
That's true.
And the acronyms have gotten out of hand.
Oh, me, yes.
NQTL, what?
Yeah.
Well, I have a funny story about that, because when LOL came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. Mm. So I thought it meant lots of luck. So I used to play online. Like backgammon and stuff. And so I would walk into the chat room, and every time I would start off, I'd go, LOL, thinking lots of luck to you.
So you walked into the chat room?
That was so hard to do, too. You have no idea. Hello, I'm here, LOL. So finally, after like 3 months, this one guy goes, what's so funny? And
yeah.
I said, nothing. And he's like, why are you saying LOL? And I said, because lots of luck. He's like, it means lots of laughs. If that's what it even means.
Laugh out loud.
There you go. See, I don't
it was
even.
Lots of love.
No, laugh out loud.
You did not.
No, I really did.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I've been LOLing you all last week. What are you like?
Oh, my.
It's been very exciting.
No wonder he's looking at y'all googly eyed.
You did not think it was lots
really
of love.
I really did. Lots of love or laugh. I did. I mean, but that's not a bad thing, right?
Well, it is if you think I'm sending you love messages.
You're sending me love messages.
Yes. Moving yeah, that could be bad.
Okay. Why millennials are getting so much attention?
Because it's all about them. Me.
Now, this is crazy. In the last 2 years, millennials have become the largest generation in the U.S. workforce.
Right.
The largest.
Because the baby boomers are retiring.
How are we going to get our work done? Millennials are also the fastest growing generation of customers in the marketplace, bringing the greatest lifetime value. So you guys are important to sales, marketing, all that good stuff Tamara was talking about earlier.
Yes, very important.
Buying custom furniture.
Yes. That's why.
You're the bridge.
I am.
You're the bridge.
I am the bridge.
Okay, Tam.
Well, all right.
Let's put some of this stuff to work.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the stereotypes for generations, and let's talk about the real differences. Okay. So real life scenarios between millennials and Gen X.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest news memories from our generation?
Okay. So we'll give some, and then you're going to give some, Will. What are the top stories you remember?
News stories.
Okay. Yeah.
The top, not like you're looking at us like, ah.
Yeah. So obviously for you, 9/11.
9/11 is a big one.
Yeah.
Which that is for me too. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to top 9/11.
Yeah, but we were adults. So I think it's different.
Yeah.
9/11 happened
when
we were adults.
Well, I think the impact was different. That's the whole point of it is, mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to come up with ones?
Yeah. Do you need a second?
Oh, no,
just pipe
no.
in whatever.
Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan. That really shaped my life quite a bit.
What did you think about that?
Well, I wasn't going to figure skate anymore. It's dangerous out there.
It's a contact sport.
Yeah, did your career.
I just thought that, you know, not even figure skating safe anymore.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you thought?
Yeah. I mean, 9/11.
You know what I thought about that? somebody went right at that time, this lady goes, "You look exactly like Tonya Harding." I was not pleased.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're both blonde. Well, I wouldn't say Tonya Harding.
Well, I kicked her in the knee and then and then we moved on. But I was like, so that was my memory of the Tonya Harding is getting called Tonya Harding.
Oh, well, yeah. Terrible. That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
Bill Clinton. Yeah. That was a big Bill Clinton scandal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Clinton scandal. That was.
He did not tell a lie.
Yeah.
That is a huge one. You're right.
Yeah.
He didn't inhale. Or was that Bush or Clinton?
That wasn't Clinton.
I thought that was Clinton.
I think.
It doesn't matter. He played the saxophone. Yeah. He was so cool.
Yeah, but just because he played the saxophone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Slick whatevs.
Yeah, I like the drums. I prefer the drums.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Tamara? What do you remember?
I remember the wall coming down.
Berlin Wall. Yeah,
that was huge. That was our senior year, I think, in high school.
So. You too. It's back to you too.
Yeah. What was that song? We Are the World. That was a big one.
We Are the World was one. Have you ever heard that song? Mm-hmm.
And it was a fundraiser.
Comes the time.
Here we go.
In fact, that song was so popular that me and Kentucky Shannon, we went into my room because this is what you did back in the day, and we got all the lyrics, and then we took turns impersonating each singer. So I would do Willie.
They're very distinctive voices.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. So that's how cool we were.
Yeah. By the way. I remember that. It was very pivotal.
What about the space shuttle blowing up?
Space shuttle blowing up. That was huge.
I was in French class. Oui, oui, when that happened.
I was with you.
Yes, you were.
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and things that stick with you, like you remember where you were when that happened. You remember what you were doing.
That's very true.
Yeah. Pivotal moments.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk about our parents. So, how did your parents raise you? Did they work? How did they discipline? That kind of thing. I'll start. You know, my parents are very conservative. They're the baby boomer generation, or actually they're older than the baby boomers. And so, very strict. And I was the girl, the middle child. So everything came down on me.
They had very traditional roles expected.
Yes.
For you.
My dad worked. Now my mom also worked, but she had a job where she was able to leave after we got to school because she worked out of school. And so she was able to be home when we got home. So I grew up with having that behavior modeled for me of the mom is cooking, cleaning.
You all had the perfect house.
Everything.
They had plastic on their couch. It was that immaculate.
Yes. We had the plastic runners down the hallway because we wanted to keep the carpet nice.
Your mom was a beautiful, nice woman.
Yes.
But it was like Marie from Everyone Loves Raymond when you came in the house. Everything was perfect.
Yes.
If you dropped a crumb, it was getting swept up in two seconds.
Yeah. I thought that was in case you murdered someone.
Well, that comes in handy too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so that was my family. So what about you?
I was raised pretty conservative out on the farm. My dad was a dentist. My mom was the farm manager.
Did they split parental, not parental roles, but household chores?
No. Dad did outside the house.
Mom and did inside?
Mom did all the raising. Dad was at work.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because that's kind of more how we were raised.
Right.
But yet we're from different generations. You've got a different perspective.
Both my mom and dad worked. But my mom had the better job. She had the stronger job. We raised ourselves. It was me and my brother. I mean, I remember having a babysitter till I was about 11. And then after that, it was fend for yourself.
Right.
And my brother was 2 years younger. So we just fought all the time, called mom, yelling about stuff.
Your poor mom.
It taught me how to be the boss.
Yes, I loved to be the boss. Yeah.
And, but my mom was super smart. But, you know, they shared household responsibilities. My dad especially was very encouraging me being a strong woman.
Yeah.
So was my mom.
That's awesome.
So I had a very just 50-50 kind of household.
Yes. And so that's, you and I have kind of opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Which is very interesting.
Mine was not like that at all.
So what things did you do for fun?
Growing up, it was mostly like what age? Like school age?
Yeah. Like when you were little.
Yeah. Like play outside.
Play outside.
You still did too.
Play outside.
So you missed the technology.
Outside. Yeah. Oh,
you're on the tail end.
Our parents wouldn't let us have video game systems either. They just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
You're not doing that. So we played tons of sports and played outside and.
Yeah.
You know.
What was your favorite sports to play?
Soccer. Uh-huh. Football.
Professionally?
Well, briefly professionally. But no, not competitively. You know?
Yeah. Just throw the ball.
Yeah, throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, rollerblading was cool then.
Oh, yeah, the rollerblading.
Yeah, we were roller skating. You all were rollerblading.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you go to Champs?
Oh, did we go to Champs? I still take my daughter to Champs, and I taught her how to rollerblade.
Love
and
it.
And when she learns no one rollerblades, it's going to be a little rough. But
yeah,
she's getting pretty good at it.
I'm trying to get Tamara to go to Champs with me because I had so much fun. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was where we definitely spent every, Friday and Saturday night almost.
For people that don't know, Champs is a roller rink here in Lexington.
It's been around forever. Yeah. And we just had so much fun. The parents would drop us off.
Oh, yeah. On the weekends, that's what you did.
Yeah. And it was our babysitter. And we hung out, played video games, skated. It was so fun. But we played outside a lot.
We played outside. I was a tomboy, but I loved the boys. Like, I was boy crazy. So I had, the perfect positioning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could go run with all the guys, but then I'd be, flirt with them at the same time.
Yeah.
But I was competitive, super competitive. And I was as good as a lot of the guys and stuff.
So you played baseball.
I did until I broke my jaw.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't break my jaw. Somebody else broke my jaw.
How?
Threw a baseball pitch.
Yikes.
Fast pitch.
Took it in the face.
It was baseball.
She played, her dad was the coach.
Yeah.
Well,
So she took one in the jaw.
And then I, did track and all that. But I loved dodgeball and stuff like that. That was so fun.
So I think kids today, they're missing out on all this fun stuff
Plus
that we did.
Atari. Like when Atari came out, it was huge.
It was huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite Atari game?
I like that Pitfall.
I liked Pitfall.
Frogger.
Yeah. Miss Pac-Man.
Yep.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, Mario Brothers.
Kaboom. Yeah. Kaboom may be my all-time favorite.
Oh, Kaboom.
I was so good at that.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Knight Rider. Do you all remember this game?
Oh,
It was more advanced.
I don't know.
As
Knight Rider.
Man, do you play video games now?
No. My parents did a very good thing. Okay. I think.
They did. Yeah. Absolutely.
And if I tried to in college with all my friends who are good at them, they would slap the controller out of my hand.
You'd be shamed.
I'd be shamed. And I'm very glad about that.
Yeah.
I am. I'm not a video game guy.
I don't think your life has suffered because
I don't believe it did at all. Right. Not these people with the headsets and they're like,
Now this is funny. I have to tell a story. Intense. So my boyfriend, he likes to play the games and he's teaching his daughter. But he's like just. I'm going to play.
Just for fun.
And I like to watch him because as a graphic designer, I'm just amazed at the graphics.
Oh, compared to Pitfall.
So what we do is I put on the headphones. He cracks up while he's playing the game. I'm like, hello, boys and girls. This is Stevie J's girlfriend. And I'm in here and I'm going to commentate for you. And he laughs so hard. He's like, I can just be sure that the other people. So if you all ever are playing out there, Apex or Fortnite, and you hear me as the commentator, I'm going to cheer you guys along.
So you're doing running color commentary.
Oh, I am.
For the video games.
Like they do it in golf, basketball. I do it for gaming.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm like the mom in the room. It's so funny.
I love it. I love it.
You know, there's like this is a phenomenon now that kids will go to arenas to watch other kids play video games.
Well, Curtis, that's what he does. Oh. He runs tournaments for this stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
But my son will sit around and watch videos of other kids playing.
Yeah.
Video
that's
games.
Sort of metaphysical nightmare.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I'm watching Steve do
it. But you do it. It's entertainment.
It is. It's weird. God, I'm becoming a Gen Y-er or Gen Z or whatever they are.
We're having a
millennial.
You're bridging the gap.
You're another bridge.
You're bridge. Yeah.
Carry on.
All right, let's talk about something even more fun besides video games. Talk about dating. Because today's generation, my children especially, and they're 20 and 18, do not date.
Are you sure they're 20 and 18?
Well.
Debatable.
One was born in 1996, I heard.
Yeah. No, it's 20 and 18. Yeah. They don't date. So even if which I don't think they even have girlfriends. And that's the thing. It's like, that's not even cool to do. Whereas when you and I were growing up, it didn't matter. It's who is your boyfriend?
Yes.
You had to have a boyfriend, and who was it?
Yes.
And how long have you been together?
Right.
So that was very important. And we wanted to date, and we wanted to go on dates.
Yes. They actually came to your door.
Yes.
Met your parents.
Absolutely.
Got home at 11.
Oh, not a minute
maybe
passed.
Had a kiss at the door in the car.
Yes, which I have a very funny story about that.
Oh, good. I want
to
hear
it. Tell me. Okay.
Please.
So I was dating this boy, and he brought me home.
Oh, you told this story.
Did I?
2 weeks ago.
Well, Will hasn't heard it.
No, he wants to hear it.
Yeah. So he was walking me up to the door. And so we were having a good night kiss. And my younger brother was in the tree in his ninja costume and drops out of the tree while we were kissing and scared the ever living life out of me and my date. I mean, literally life stopped at that point. It scared me to death and I almost killed him. But
that's amazing.
Yes. I think my brother. Parents put him up to it. I don't know. But anyway.
That's awesome.
Now, who was your first date, Will? Do you remember it? And did you ask them out?
Yeah. I remember asking them out and
How did you do it? What was your pickup line?
What was... Hey, would you like to go out with me sometime?
Did you say it in that tone of voice?
Yeah, I was just yes. Like, hey, I don't know what you're talking
about. No, that's hard. We've never had to ask men out before. I mean, we just think I'm knocking at her door. We never have to ask.
right. I get that.
I mean, how did you do it? Did you call on the phone? Did you?
I called on the phone, which is, you're on the phone and then you hear your parent pick up the other phone in the house.
Yes.
And you're like, I know you're there.
Yes.
All you hear is,
yeah.
Man, I had the secret ability to get on the phone with nobody knowing. You had to hold down the receiver, pick up the phone.
Oh, that used to drive me crazy. And then my older brother would be on the phone too.
Yes.
Like, there was just all this commentary going on the whole time.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got your cell phone?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. That's old by today's standards.
It is. Yeah. It is. I still had at Transy, they still had wall phones, you know?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we never had cell phones. I was married when I had a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
For the flip phone. Yeah.
The flip phone. Yeah. But kids today just don't date.
No.
They go out in groups, but there's no dating.
Yeah. I agree.
I think that's very interesting.
It's sad.
It's sad is what it is. Now, first job. What was your first job?
I was a cook at our country club at the Grill.
Oh, okay. That's a good job.
And you hate to cook. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. I got fired.
Yeah. How long?
Oh. Yeah. Maybe 2 months.
And then your dishes were bad?
No, I just didn't. I didn't understand. I was 15 and I didn't show up for work like 2 days. I was like,
They'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evidently, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you learned a lot.
I did learn a lot.
Yeah.
I've never been fired from a job since then.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's awesome. Yeah. So my first job, well, I had a job before it was technically, like I babysat.
Yeah.
But you and I worked at Hardee's.
It's bad.
In fact, Jerry, we all worked at Hardee's.
It's terrible.
And we had to wear these brown polyester pants.
It was the worst
with a plaid
outfit.
rust white and maroon plaid shirt with a newsboy burgundy hat that matched
polyester and mine were high waters, so I don't know what child wore them before me, but they were literally high waters.
They were
and
hideous.
The worst story ever, I mean, was the most popular guy in the school, your cousin Rob. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
it wasn't
Rob.
Second most popular kid in the school came driving through the
drive-through
and I had to wait on a whole bunch of the boys, and they're laughing their butts off.
Well, because that was the Henry Clay hangout was Hardee's, especially late at night after a party when the cops came.
We found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Needless to say, my career there was short.
I had to stay and work there because my older brother worked there. He was a manager, so I was like a legacy. Like, I had to work there. And the worst shift, I had to work every Saturday from like 6 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
But look how you turned out. You're such an awesome person today, thanks to Hardee's.
I do love Hardee's cinnamon raisin biscuits.
Well, I will never step foot in a Hardee's again. You've heard it now. Because they're finally starting to get rid of those terrible commercials. But those are the raunchiest commercials on television.
With the babes and the burgers and like the sexy women
sexual.
Eating the burgers.
I can't leave.
Is that how it works?
She wasn't a fan.
That's not reality?
No.
Well, I got to reconsider some things.
But first job, that was a good first job. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
And we learned we definitely don't like polyester.
Exactly.
So now, what bugs you most about other generations?
For me, it's the me. It's the entitlement.
So it's the millennials that bother you more than any other generation?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not you, Will.
Me?
I love you.
You're the exception because he's on the upper end of that.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
And it's not that they all bug me. It's just that's a quality of theirs.
Yes.
That I'm very much about being collaboration with people.
Right.
What do we need to do? If I need to empty the trash cans, I'll empty I mean, nothing's too good for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's so true. Like,
you're not entitled.
Right.
Right. I guess it's a very entitled generation.
Yes.
Follow your passion, you know?
Yeah.
Open that cereal restaurant where you just serve cereal.
Well, and you know, I'm about follow your dream, but learn what you need to learn first.
And
pay your dues.
Pay your dues.
Right.
Pay your dues.
Yeah. And it's always easier to pick on the younger kid.
Of course.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah. Right. So what about you guys? What's your all's thing then?
I don't sit around and think about it a whole lot, but yeah, if you come in contact with somebody, or especially if you have to work with someone who is of a different generation, it really takes a lot of effort to bridge that bridge,
sometimes
that gap.
We've been with older generations that are like, listen here, Missy.
Yes.
I have to correct that.
Absolutely. Right, and I'm sure you ran into that at Toyota. Didn't you have
not as Toyota
any
as
older
much as
workers?
I worked in Atlanta. When I worked in Atlanta, I worked for a predominantly male engineering firm. And I had to have a little chats with
people. Because they were used to a certain way of environment.
Right.
And you were not going to have that.
And I'm not scared to confront those situations.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we all have our difficulties in life, I guess, is the thing here. And if you're having any difficulty with your pipes, your plumbing issues, I told you about Central Kentucky Plumbing last week.
You did.
Yes. So if you ever need any plumbing, call them 363-6418. That's here in Lexington, 859-363-6418. They will set you up and set you free of all of your problems.
And like
set
I said last free. Time, they really, I've heard good things about them. I really have.
Yeah.
They do a
great
job.
Great
probably
people.
From us, but yeah.
No,
yeah, we're their biggest
you.
Cheerleaders. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out there, man.
We're going to do something fun, and we're going to have to give you a copy of this so you can see it.
Yes.
We have been denying him, you know, copies of our
show notes.
Show notes.
Show notes.
So we are playing a game called Scratch Off. Okay.
Whee!
These are the top 80s and 90s, top grossing movies of the 80s and 90s, 15 from each year. And we're going to go through the process of eliminating which shows we don't like or which movies we least like to derive at the number one all-time greatest movie. Is it an 80s movie or is it a 90s movie?
It's going to be an 80s, I'm sure. If it's in the 90s, I may not even know it.
And we're just going to go around the room and one by one, scratch them off. And if you feel passionate to tell why, please do.
Okay. Are we going to read these first?
Yes. So let's read them off. Tamara, you want to read them off?
Yeah. So Three Men and a Baby, Rain Man, Crocodile Dundee, Tootsie, Top Gun, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Back to the Future. Why is there not Back to the Future 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Got complicated, man.
Beverly Hills Cop, Ghostbusters, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Batman, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Those are the only two. No, there's another one. Phantom Menace is on there, too. So the three Star Wars movies. E.T., Titanic, Jurassic Park, Independence Day, The Lion King, Forrest Gump, The Sixth Sense, The Lost World Jurassic Park, Men in Black, Armageddon, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Ghost, that's one of my favorite, Aladdin, Twister, and Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, so we'll start with Will, who's our guest. Pick on here the least favorite and scratch it off. And whether we agree or not,
you get
to scratch it off.
The power is all in you.
Well, I'm sinking the Titanic again.
What?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Not a fan?
I just like to see it go down, man.
Oh, do you really? God.
I fell in love with Leonardo. Like that's when I fell in love with
him. Watch the beach. That's a great one.
Well, I just thought he was the most beautiful man I'd ever seen on screen.
Yes.
And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why Rose did not scoot over on that plank.
And give him some room.
And give him some room.
I just thought it was the best love story.
She was. She must have been a millennial. No, I'm just kidding.
When she gets out of the car, the first opening scene, and she looks up at the Titanic, and she's got that hat.
Yes.
I can't believe
that movie. God,
threw that overboard.
Too cheesy.
Threw
it overboard. That was a good one.
But I'm bummed. Okay. Do I go next or you want to go next?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of Armageddon just because I don't really.
That was a good movie.
I don't even really remember it.
Yeah, not the best I've ever seen, but it was exciting.
Well, it's gone.
I honestly don't remember what it was about.
I don't either. So
Armageddon, the end of the world.
Oh.
There's been so many.
Yeah. It's very cryptic, that title.
Bruce Willis in that one?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
he was in a lot of those.
Yeah. Okay, now, this is not going to be popular, but I have never seen an Indiana Jones movie. I know. I know. Oh, so it doesn't even matter which one to me goes. I'm just going to say Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Well, you're wrong. That's a wrong answer.
Yes. I love Indiana Jones.
DBJ is very mad at me about this. He said we're going to, he's already taken me through the whole Star Wars thing, and now he said next we're going to go through Indiana Jones.
You have to. Indiana Jones.
I will.
Classic.
I'm sure it's good.
80s.
I'm sure it's good.
Just so good.
I've
just
never seen it.
Yeah. It's so good. Okay. What's your turn again, Will?
All right. I'm going to get rid of Aladdin.
I'm with you. I agree.
Well, now we're getting ready to have the live action that's going to be released this year.
Live action?
Live action. Mm. Aladdin. Will Smith is going to play the genie.
Oh, gosh.
Not Shaq. Didn't Shaq do that already?
It's not.
Well, yes.
Kazam.
He did. Yes, Kazam. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not
it was terrible.
Making it any better for me. So.
Yeah, so that's probably a good one to let go. What was that again?
Aladdin.
Okay, yeah, I marked it off.
This is really bothering me that we're going counterclockwise, by the way.
Is
it? Yeah, it's like affecting me right now.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, go ahead.
I asked if you wanted me to go. Okay, I'm going to get rid of The Lion King.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
It's not, to me, it's not
we're
iconic. I was already past
iconic.
That age.
Yeah.
Now I want to go see the Broadway musical.
I've seen that.
Have you?
In London. Yeah, it was amazing.
London.
Of course
London,
you
Kentucky?
Have.
London, Kentucky?
Yeah. Well, it's at the drive-in.
It's Hamilton coming up next.
Oh, yeah. He's
okay.
A few years later.
He was in it. What are you talking about?
This is going to be easy for me the next couple of rounds.
All
Indiana
right.
Jones and the Last Crusade.
Gosh. That's terrible.
Ugh.
I mean, that is such iconic
really
80s
is,
movie.
I know it is. All of
culture.
These are. All of these are iconic.
No,
in
not
their own
necessarily.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they're the number one. I mean, they made the number one movie.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well.
I'm going to get rid of Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that was a cute movie.
Do you remember the whole controversy? No, he's not in that.
He does the voice of the baby.
Oh, I thought you meant he's one of the three men.
That.
I didn't know that either. Did the
Tom
baby
Tom Selleck.
What did he say? Gaga goo goo? Like what?
No, he talked. You heard his inner monologue the whole time. Am I thinking of something else? No, it's true.
No, you're thinking of that John Travolta movie where he's a baby.
John Travolta is a baby.
No, John Travolta was with Kirstie Alley, and it was like a baby's guitar.
Yeah, I am
that's
thinking
what
of
you're
that.
Thinking of that. Yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
That baby talks.
But 3 Men and a Baby, it was Tom Selleck.
Well, you know the controversy with that.
Where's
what?
Weekend at Bernie?
Oh, and Ted Danson, and then that other person no one ever knows his name, Steve
but
somebody
Steve,
rather.
Yeah.
Gutenberg or
Gutenberg.
Something.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Remember the controversy where there was the ghost in the
in
window?
The you see it. I've
in
seen
the,
it. It's
well,
real.
It was a card cut. It was a card cutout. Mm-hmm. So there was
cardboard
whole,
cutout?
Yeah. I think they tried to revive the cells through video. So they said there was a ghost in the window. And they filmed it in an apartment where the ghost lived. And then you see, so we watched it. And I mean, chills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Me and Sean and Jerry and the
oh,
bunch.
Oh, fun.
And there, we saw it. But then it came out later that it was just a cardboard cutout.
Oh, that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a ghost.
So anyways. But, you know, all right. It's gone.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. Okay.
Tam.
You're Will.
No, he just went.
I just went.
He just went.
I did 3 Men and a Baby.
3 Men and a Baby.
Oh, you did 3 Men and a Baby. I thought Lee did 3 Men and a
it
Baby.
It was because it was math.
You gave
the word three threw her off.
It totally does. It totally does. Okay, I'm going to get rid of, let's see. Oh, gosh.
This is an hour-long show.
Dude. I know. Men in Black?
Yeah.
All right, I'm okay with that.
It was okay.
It's cute.
It was
not
clever.
An all-time favorite movie.
No, it's not my all-time favorite.
Okay, well, just because I don't want to do any more Indiana Jones stuff, I'm going to go to, this is not going to be popular for a lot of people out there. I don't want hate mail. Top Gun.
What?
I'm not a fan.
That is classic.
That volleyball scene when
oh
they're
my.
Both so hot.
I've never been a huge Tom Cruise fan. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a huge Tom Cruise
every,
fan.
I know that's every guy's diehard. It's just not mine.
Yeah.
It,
I have the
cute.
Need. The need for speed. That's one of the very few movie quotes that I remember.
Okay. Well, we got to move this along.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I will take off Rain Man.
Oh,
okay.
That was a really good movie.
It was a great movie.
It was a good
definitely,
movie.
Definitely, definitely a good movie.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah. I got that reference.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay, I get it now. Yeah. Crocodile Dundee.
What?
Yeah.
I love Crocodile. Now, this is a knife. See, that's my movie quote.
Yeah.
That's Paul not Hogan's a knife. This is a knife.
Chance, man.
I know. Was that the only movie he was in?
No, he was in Crocodile Dundee 2.
Which was, artistically, it was a good movie, but I felt like there's lacking in some of the acting.
He tried to do a couple as it didn't go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, guys, this isn't going to be popular either. I hated Ghostbusters.
What?
Oh, I ain't afraid of no
Bill
ghosts.
Murray?
I'm not a fan.
Bill Murray.
By the way, I heard he was in Kentucky and was a big time jerk. Did y'all hear about this?
Yes, he was.
That Parlay you were Social. Wrong.
What?
Carry on.
Keep calming.
Okay, we got to keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Will.
I am going to go with E.T.
What?
Drew Barrymore stood me up.
What do you mean?
Last week, he was saying in the movie.
Yeah, when I made the trip, I thought she was coming to town to marry me.
Yeah.
So
she was here to film a movie in Lexington.
He was not the right age. Because when this came out for us, this was like the biggest.
Huge.
Just biggest.
I don't care.
Thing we'd
I'm
ever
not
seen.
Happy with Drew Barrymore.
Well, my daughter was actually scared of E.T. Like, she would get so scared of the way he looked, she didn't want to watch it.
Yeah. Well, and I just remember crying like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I did too.
At it. It was, terrible. Okay. I'm going to get rid of Independence Day.
Okay. Oh, I'm okay with that.
You know, it's okay, but.
Yeah. It's not good enough.
Yeah. It's not good enough.
Okay. We might as well just go with, I'm not really a fan of Jurassic Park. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
But is it the best movie I've ever seen? No. Mm. Okay.
It was pretty intense. I don't know.
Yeah.
It
was. Okay.
What do you have?
Oh, I don't know what Tootsie is. So I'm.
What? What?
Tootsie.
Okay. So this that's your is... homework. You would love this movie if you saw it.
Yeah.
Tootsie.
Dustin Hoffman.
Do you even know?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
It's one of his best performances.
No
it's
way.
So good.
I feel like it's
very lighthearted. Well, you just don't know what you don't know.
You have to watch it.
I don't know about the Raiders of the Last. I don't know about Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, that's a mistake. You should
know
about that.
Well,
same can be said.
You should too.
You go home and watch that, Tootsie.
Yeah, it's
the best.
So good. I love that movie.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of Star Wars The Phantom Menace. I was not a fan of that.
All right. Episode
of Star Wars.
I mean, there's the Star Wars is the classic.
I'm the purist. I like the first three.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to go Batman. I don't care about that.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
The new ones were better, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Twister.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a fan of that.
Although
Twister.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that and did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And it's one of those movies, anytime it comes on, you get sucked into watching it again.
Literally.
You get sucked into watching it.
Ooh, I got that.
Yeah. Okay. I am going to say Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. There you go. So you're finally catching
well,
up.
Well, I really like that movie, but looking at what else we have on the list.
Okay. You're all going to be so super mad at me.
What?
Everybody, I'm going to get hate mail. Forrest Gump.
I agree.
I think that was the most overrated movie.
Really?
Everybody goes on and on.
Shrimp.
I couldn't wait to see it. And then I saw it. And I'm like, what? That's the most outlandish movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's so good.
No, I didn't like
okay.
it.
Okay.
I love Tom Hanks.
I was running.
Yeah.
Jenny. Yeah.
Jenny.
I could listen to that and be like, okay.
Boiled shrimp.
Oh, Will, you're up.
Baked shrimp, fried shrimp.
I'm going to go with Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
excellent
that's too
movie.
Sad.
Excellent
just
movie.
Too
well
sad.
Done, but not iconic, really.
And that wasn't, for me, we were older when that came out.
Yeah.
So I remember that more as an adult than I do back in the day.
It was graphic.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. It was so great. I think every child should have to watch that, though, going through school. Everybody should have to watch that. I'm going to go to Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh,
I know.
I don't like Terminator stuff.
I liked it, but not compared to the rest.
It's scary. I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Solid.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
We've got Back to the Future, Beverly Hills Cop, two Star Wars.
Yeah,
the
I'll
Sixth
get rid
Sense.
Of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, see, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's
really?
A, it's a good one, but I like Return of the Jedi better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tam?
I'm going to say, let's see, I'm going to say get rid of The Sixth Sense.
What?
Just because it seems like I was older.
You were, but that was the best. You wouldn't have got it if you're much younger.
Was that dude dead?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, come on. That was the moment in a movie that I was like, that and what's
mind
that
blown.
One? What's that other movie?
Mind blown.
Usual Suspects.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those are the Kaiser's two movies. So yes. The two movies I'm like, it just like.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I thought it was so good.
Yeah.
The impact of that was really good.
Yeah, it had. I mean, it was great.
Bruce Willis again.
You're right.
Okay.
My ex-husband looked like Bruce Willis, too. That was
he did.
Weird.
Yeah, he does.
He gets that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to go in the younger Bruce Willis, too, not the
yeah,
old
right.
Bruce one. But anyways, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I mean, that is
okay,
80s.
Guys. We have Ghost, Back to the Future, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Ghost.
Oh, yeah. That was like the most. I cried at that movie. Like you
I did,
believe.
Too.
During the pottery.
It was a good movie.
With the pottery scene.
That was, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
The pottery
yes.
scene.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
Okay, I was on. Yeah. Those were, I think
yeah,
Back to the Future is most iconic 80s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not hating our selection
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I think we did well.
I did
that was
too.
Fun.
I agree.
Okay.
We love Cast Off. That was your first Cast Off.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The first of many, hopefully.
Yeah,
I
hopefully
like
you'll
that.
Come
it's
back
a fun little game.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Yeah, and next time we'll do it drinking bourbon, so that way I can influence you a little
bit
more.
Oh, I've been drinking. You guys weren't drinking?
We're actually drinking LA. What do you think of your Orange Cream LA?
I have really enjoyed my Orange Cream LA.
Yes.
It was excellent.
Yes. They're flying off the shelves.
And this is really good with bourbon. In fact, if we put Wilderness Trail Distillery's new rye bourbon in it, which is 100 proof, thank you very much.
Wow.
That would be a nice mixture.
It was a nice mixture.
Yes.
Yeah. He already tried it.
It's good. I'm doing great.
He snuck in the Wilderness Trail Distillery bourbon. So, guys, if y'all haven't visited them, you need to go out to Danville. They have a great facility. We love Shane and Pat. They are the most awesome. What do they call those? Master distillers?
Yes.
They're just brilliant. They're super cool. We love the facility, like I said. And you can pick up their bourbon. They've got rye and wheat.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the rage now. They're the
all
top.
The rage.
They're the number three producer of bourbon in the state right now.
They're growing
they're
by leaps and bounds.
They're killing it. You can pick it up anywhere. Get yours today and check them out at wildernesstraildistillery.com.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
All right.
All right.
Good stuff.
Before we get into our hot buds, we just want to mention real quick, Tamara, tell them about the contest that we have going on for
okay.
the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So we are DJs on KISS 96.9 every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. I hope you all are listening.
Of course.
Okay. We're doing this amazing contest that Lee, she was the brainchild behind it. She came up
with
the idea.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. It's I don't so either. Good. I've never seen a single episode, but it's all the rage. And so she thought, let's do a Game of Thrones prize giveaway.
Yeah.
So you can win. I think it is 4 passes to the Lexington on Tap, which is a brewery tour. Super fun.
Yeah.
2 passes to Battle Axes, which you get to throw an axe.
Yeah.
Just
have
like
you done
that's
that?
Really cool. I haven't done it.
So
I really
fun.
Want to.
You'd be
so
good
fun.
At that.
Yeah.
I have
think
no
I
doubt.
Would be. I'm a woodsman.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
True.
Right.
What else? A night and dinner at the castle,
yes,
the Kentucky
that's
Castle.
The big,
that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the
that's
big
huge.
One.
Yeah, huge. So all you have to do to win is
it's called
you,
Game of Your Own Throne contest.
Right. Take a picture of you sitting in your very own throne. That could be if you're a farmer, it could be your tractor. If you are working in an office, it could be your office chair. We had an entry yesterday of a gentleman. He was at Keeneland sitting in one of those chairs.
Yeah.
Placing his bets. That's his throne.
We had one sitting on, it looked like a mountaintop.
Oh, yeah,
and
cool.
And another one sitting in her boat.
Yes. Yeah. So that's all you have to do to enter.
Yeah.
And the winner will be randomly selected.
Yes.
And the announcement will be on May the
19th,
which is the series finale. You can go to...
So here's how we're going to do it. You can go to KISS 96.
Party.
KISS 96. I'm sorry, 969kissfm.com.
Right.
And enter there. And then they're going to have trivia night at
Fusion Brewery.
Yeah. And from 4 to 6. And that's where we're going to announce the winner
finale
night.
So fun. So fun. So get your entries in today. Really, we haven't had a ton of entries yet. So your chances of winning, and it's a prize pack valued at over $750.
Yes.
Get on it.
Yes.
Get on it.
Get
Send
on
in your
it.
Photos
that's
today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now it's time for our Hot Buds of the Week.
Ha!
Yes. So, Tamara, tell us who number one
Will's
is.
Will's not ready for that.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to love our hot bud of the week.
Ooh.
Number one, it's you.
Me?
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yay. I'm flattered.
Yeah. So, you're our hot bud of the week.
Aw.
And we just really appreciate you.
2 weeks in a row, you've come in and saved our butts.
That, yes.
Man, that's what I do. Yeah.
And we love getting to know you. You're super fun.
Oh.
And so we just look forward to more of your 38 awesome years. Hopefully you'll have 38 more.
Yeah.
Maybe
more.
Of
your antics.
Mm. Yeah. Debatable. But I'll get,
if you
get it.
Stop riding those motorcycles.
Yeah. Right.
For you listeners, he is sitting here with his arm bandaged and finger bandaged because he had a motorcycle accident.
Right.
Yeah. So please, as you're driving, watch out for motorcyclists. Now that it's warmer, it's very dangerous. And I told him, quit riding your motorcycle. I had a mom moment and told him to stop doing that.
But she's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, number two is on the list. Okay. So I think most people who follow us know that my father passed away last weekend. And I just want to just say, I want to make my dad a hot bud. My mom has been a hot bud. But my dad is an awesome dad. I did a eulogy for him. And I listed all of his characteristics that make him so great. And we don't have enough time in a day to go through all of them. But I love my father. And he was just a character.
Yeah.
He's just a charming character. He's very outgoing. And he, too, ended up retiring in his job and becoming a DJ.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ironic that I'm following in his footsteps. Yeah. He was Mo. He named his business Mo Music.
Mo Music.
Mo, yes. Music.
Yeah.
Mo Music. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he was just the coolest dad. All of my friends loved him. He lived a great life. And I just want to thank everybody for the outpouring of just sweet, kind emails and messages. People I've never met have just been so kind to me.
Yeah.
And that leads me to the third hot bud of the week, which is Cameron Mills, who's one of our best friends. You've heard Tamara and I talk about him several times. He's also an ex, well, he's not an ex. He's a two-time champ. NCAA basketball champ and does all kinds of things, but he's just a great friend. And for a lot of people don't know, he's a very religious man and he does a lot of preaching and weddings and that kind of thing. And so I asked him to officiate my dad's funeral, and I'm going to tell you, it was amazing.
Yeah.
He has a total gift.
Mm-hmm.
It could not have been any more perfect. My dad loved Cameron. My dad would have absolutely loved this service. And I just want to thank Cameron so much for being there. And so many people walked out and ironically said, this is the best funeral I've ever been to.
Yeah. It was the perfect blend of being awesome. Respectful and honoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But lighthearted, and because that's who your dad was.
Yes, he would not have liked.
Oh, he would not. Yeah, he was great and fun loving, and so that came across.
Yes.
So thanks to Cameron, he did a great job.
That's awesome.
He did.
Yeah.
So thanks, Cameron.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's it for this week's episode. To check out some of the things we talked about in today's show, visit our website at kytastebuds.com, where you can read articles on food, fashion, events, and people, and also follow us to keep up with our daily whereabouts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at the handle kytastebuds. And last but not least, we have a great weekly newsletter that Lee puts together. It's all of our information in one easy to read thing. So submit your email address, sign up for that, subscribe, and just go to kytastebuds.com. And remember to listen to us every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on KISS 96.9. Have a great week.